Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. It's always a pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, thank you for that especially. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter, and our blog is there on the homepage. You can subscribe to it. We'll send it to you Monday through Friday, or you can come and get it whenever you want. The newsletter comes by email on Sunday, get you ready for the week ahead. So check that out when you get a chance. And all of it's free. Everything on the site is free, except for my two books, which we ask you to pay for if you want one. And I hope you do. Lowell Miles is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's the president and CEO of an outstanding organization, Miles Fiberglass and Composites Incorporated, out of the great state of Oregon. And he is here along with his vice president of marketing, which is also his daughter, Lori Miles Luchak. Lowell, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
It's good to have you here. And Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you.
Actually, Lori has been promoted to president.
Okay. Well, now, I have old information. No, you know what? You're exactly right. Obviously, you're right. One of my pieces of information says vice president, but another one says president, and I didn't read it. So, Lori, pardon me. I didn't mean to demote you, but congratulations on the promotion.
No problem. It's just fairly recent, so that's probably why.
Okay, well, maybe I'll get a pass for that one then. Well, folks, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know how much I love talking to you and about small businesses, and you know how nothing makes me happier than to introduce you to real-life small business owners just like you, people out there making a payroll. We have a lot of experts on the show. Most of them are small business owners themselves, but these are folks who don't seek the limelight. They're just making payroll every Friday. They're making products for their customers, and in the case of Miles Fiberglass and Composites Incorporated, they have actually risen to the top. Their cream has risen to the top in many occasions, but recently the U.S. Chamber of Commerce chose them as one of the 7 finalists for Small Business Person of the Year. And Lowell and Lori, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I'm really proud of you guys, and as you may know, your name was mentioned for the first time, along with the other 6, on this show about 2 months ago. The U.S. Chamber announced the winners on this show, and we're going to be together in about 2 weeks or so in Washington, D.C. to celebrate this, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Looking forward to that. Lowell, tell us a little bit about your company, the company you founded. You've been in the composite fiberglass business for a long time, haven't you?
Yes, almost 50 years.
Started when you were only 4.
I would like to think so. Started actually in 1958.
Right.
And I had one business for about 5 years, and I sold that to a partner, and then started in the current business that we have. And
how long have you been in? How long has this business been in existence?
Since 1963.
All right. And tell us what business it is. The fiberglass business and composites business, we know what that is, but what do you guys do?
Well, you know, we've done a lot of things over the years, and obviously not doing hardly anything that we did when we started out. But currently we're building composite parts for light rail. We have an order we're working on now for heavy rail.
Now, when you say rail, you're talking about
railroads.
For railroads, right?
Yeah. And we have an order that we're making liners for freezer and refrigeration railroad cars at the currently.
You have the molds for these products?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And do you create these molds, or do you buy them and then you manufacture them? How does all that come about?
No, we work with our customers primarily in the design, and then we build the patterns and the molds and the production molds off of those, and
Because in your industry, those moles are your lifeblood, aren't they? They're the foundation of your business, aren't they?
That's right. We have to have a mold for basically everything that we build.
I know that in the boat business, the people who make fiberglass boats, their jigs, their molds are the key to their success.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. And Laurie is now the president. Laurie, you're one of two daughters of Lowell and Janet's three daughters who work in the company, aren't they?
Yes, actually only one of my sisters works in the company.
Right. So
the other one does not.
Right. So Lowell, you have two daughters working with you, not for you, right?
Yes, that's right.
Have they ever really worked for you?
Not really.
Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, we're going to talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more about the company, what they do, but also this family business thing. How's it working out? And what can we learn from the Miles family? Laurie and Lowell are here. It's 20 till. They're U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Small Business Company of the Year for 2006. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with the founder and the president of Miles Fiberglass and Composites Incorporated, one of the seven small businesses that the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has recognized as the top companies in the country. In about a couple of weeks, the number one company is going to be chosen from these outstanding winners, these champions of small business, and I'm going to be there to help them celebrate that in Washington, D.C. in a couple of weeks. Lowell Miles founded the company back in the early 60s. He's been in the composite and fiberglass business now for almost 50 years. Laurie Luchak, who is his daughter, is now the president of the company. And Lowell, what made you decide that it was time to sort of pass the baton over?
Well, I'm getting a little older, almost retirement age, and the kids are doing a great job, and we have a place on a river up in Kalama, Washington, that I like to spend a lot of time at.
And the gravity of those places are pretty strong, aren't they? They keep pulling you up, pulling you back, don't they?
They really are. That's right.
and so when you went through the process of saying, okay, I'm gonna ease out. I need to ease somebody in. What was that process like?
Well, it's pretty tough because all of my kids, including the son-in-laws, all have expertise in certain jobs, and they have backgrounds that really complement the business. And it's pretty difficult to say, well, this one person is going to take over as president. Mm-hmm. And so we've talked it over and tried to communicate that as well as we can, that we need to work together, but one person needs to be the spokesman and the head for the company, and so everybody took it in stride.
There has to be one place where the buck stops, and Laurie, that's you now. What do you think about that?
Well, it's kind of scary. It feels like a lot of responsibility, and I just hope I do a great job, and I give it my 100%, and I know I have a great group around me, and I couldn't do it without them, and I know that. And, for a while I kept saying, well, maybe we could be co-presidents, but I guess there has to be, one point person that takes the responsibility.
There has to be. A business can't really be a democracy. It can operate with, it can operate as a republic, but it's hard to operate as a true democracy. Somebody has to make a final decision sometimes. Now you've been in the company for a long time. You've been with the company for over 20 years. You've toiled till the field, so to speak, and the business pretty well. You've done just about everything there is to do there in the company, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I've even got out in the shop and ran the machines and made some parts and
right.
So
what do you think what is it like working in a family business? How does the Miles family make the family business work?
Well, I think that we all have our own areas of expertise, like Lowell said, and that works really well because you don't step on anyone's toes, you don't overlap, everybody knows their dividing line, and I think that's what's helped us a lot.
Well, you have one sibling and two, now there are two son-in-laws who work for the company. Is one of them your son, your husband?
Yes, one's my husband.
So your husband works for you,
yes.
And your sister, one of your sisters, and one of the other son-in-laws works for you.
That's
basically
correct.
How does that work?
Well, with my husband, I never say I'm president. I never brag about that. I always we do it together, you know.
Yeah.
And I kind of act like that with all the family members.
So if things were turned around, though, would he act like that?
I don't think so.
Is that a girl thing? Is that a difference in girls and guys, Laurie, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe a little bit, but it works, right? Whatever it takes to make it work, right?
That's right.
It's so hard to manage all these male egos, isn't it, Laurie? Is that like the hardest job you're going to have?
I think it's a little difficult. I mean, they are different, but you know, I've been in the business for a long time, and it is predominantly a male business. You know, there's
yeah.
a lot of males in the business, in the composite business. And
not many women running businesses like yours, are there?
No. In fact, I was on the National Association of Manufacturers of Composites, and I was the only female on the board of 25. So that gives you an idea.
What challenges does that present for you?
You know, everybody is very open and nice and, I mean, considerate and ask my opinion and
it might actually be an advantage for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I didn't feel any different at all. So
right.
It probably makes me feel more different than everybody else.
Folks, if you're wondering what those little pinging noises are in the background, those are Lowell's buttons flying off of his shirt. He is so proud. Lowell, I've got a daughter. I've got a son. I know what it feels like when you're so proud of your children, when they come along and take their place in life, and when that place in life happens to be to follow your dream. How do you keep buttons on your shirt?
It's very difficult. I am really proud of Lori and the other kids in the business because they do their job professionally. They're well thought of in the industry, and it's just a gratifying experience for me.
Well, let me tell you, folks, this isn't my first rodeo. I've met a lot of family businesses where the siblings came along and did a good job, and everybody got along. And I'll tell you what it takes. It takes good parents. And so, Lowell, to you and Janet, I want to congratulate you. Lowell Miles and Lori Miles Luchek, and I will be right back after these messages. We've got more to come. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Lori Luchek is our guest. Lori Miles Luchek, she's the new president of Miles Fiberglass and Composites Incorporated out of the great state of Oregon, and her father, Lowell Miles, the founder of the company, who's now passed the president title over to his daughter, is with us. And it's a true family business, folks. Lowell still is in the business. His wife has worked in the business many times in the past for several years. Two of his three daughters and two of his son-in-laws work in the business. How many employees total do you have?
Right now we have about 65. We're hiring right now pretty about as hard as we can because we'll probably have around 100 by the end of the year.
Wow. Lori, why is that? Why are you growing so fast?
Well, we have a new product that's been going really well, you know, the EnviroLube, which is lube pits for lubrication systems for truck stops.
This is like a big kind of a bathtub kind of thing?
Yeah, it's kind of like the whole pit is fiber, all one
right.
piece fiberglass.
And they just dig a hole and drop this in there like you would a fiberglass tub or a bath or a pool
yeah,
or something
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it actually
going
takes,
really well, and then we have the rail car order, and So everything's just kind of happening at once, and
right.
which is really nice for us. Yeah.
And so you're gonna increase your size by 30 or so employees because of these products. That's in inside of this year. That's incredible, Miles. I mean, Lowell.
Yeah, actually, these loop systems take 6 semis to haul one of them to a job site. So
what?
Right.
What? I didn't imagine them being that big.
Yeah, they're huge actually, and they can put 3 semis in one of these lubrication facilities at one time, truck and trailer.
Oh, this is a big one. These are not just for like cars. This is not just a little hole the guy goes down into. These are not just tubs. These are systems, aren't they?
Yeah, and these are primarily for trucks.
Right. And folks, this is a small business making these things, and I'm really proud of you guys. Laurie, tell me about I'm fascinated about the rail car products that you're making. What is that?
Well, we make the liners that go inside the heavy rail car, the cars themselves, and it's for the refrigeration system.
Uh-huh.
And they're out of it's a press process, so we heat the material and then we press it.
Right.
And it makes a high impact resistant liner. And then they also insulate that liner for
right.
the refrigeration part. We also make the light rail component parts for light rail trains.
Are you feeling competitive pressure from overseas?
In the light rail industry, we are. It's hard to get an order for the light rail industry because there's a lot being made overseas.
So how are you getting your business? How are you growing your business if you've got that much competition?
We are trying to find innovative products like the lubrication pit. That's an innovative product for us.
Right.
And we've also come up with a Humvee reinforcement panel for the Humvees for the military. A lot of the Humvees are cracking.
Right.
And so with the reinforcement panel, that stabilizes the hood of the Humvee.
Right.
And that's something we came up with. So as long as you're innovative and keep producing products that nobody else is making, you can be competitive.
And become more of a partner with your customers instead of just a vendor.
Correct, yeah. Mm-hmm. We try and help find solutions for our customers.
And your customers, they're attracted to that, aren't they? I mean, they like the fact that when you come to them and want to be more of a partner than a vendor.
Yeah, and you can show them something new, something that they haven't thought of, or something
right.
that they didn't know was out there.
And so it's not just you providing a product, you're providing solutions, aren't you?
Yes, uh-huh. Yep, it works real well.
There goes Lowell's buttons again. I can hear them over there. Lowell, last thoughts.
Well, I'm just really thankful that my family's involved in the business and that it's going along well. We've had our ups and downs over the years, like most businesses do, but we seem to get through those, and we always come back bigger and better. And
well, I want to know one last thing, though, Lowell. Up at the camp, what kind of fish are running right now?
Steelhead and salmon.
Oh, man. If I come to Oregon, will you take me fishing?
I sure will.
I'll have to come up there and do that. I'd love to do that. Hey, Laurie, congratulations on your award. Congratulations on your new assignment, and good luck to you in the future.
Well, thank you.
And Lowell, congratulations to you on so many things. I don't have time to say them all again. But I'll see both of you in a couple of weeks in Washington, D.C. when you're being recognized officially.
You bet. And
thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lowell. And thanks, Lowell. Thanks, Laurie.
Thanks.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.